that Allah says we should spend is on the wayfarer, the traveler. The traveler, the wayfarer, who has no access to his wealth. And this was something that was common in the past, because of course in those days they did not have facilities through which they could easily withdraw their cash and through which they could easily access their funds. So a traveler, his funds would be very limited, though he may be a wealthy person, but he could not carry all that wealth along with him while journeying and while traveling. So he had a restricted and a limited amount of wealth with him, and the journeys were very long that were undertaken. So at some point, all that money that he had and the spending that he had would be depleted, and he would be left without any funds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give the wayfarer his right as well. وَلَا تُبَثِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not squander your wealth recklessly. Don't just squander your wealth. Something that has become quite prevalent within our societies. We find, especially amongst the youth, that there's no concept of saving anymore. This is all about squandering and spending and recklessly wasting away the wealth and the money that they have earned. And many a times you find that it is hard earned wealth of their parents, and they are now given some authority over it, and you find that it is squandered and recklessly people are wasting away the money. When we look at the amount of money that people are spending today on the functions that they have, on their walimas, on their weddings, on their holidays as well, you find that people are just recklessly squandering away the wealth. Allah says, don't do this. This is tabdeer. There are two terms that we need to familiarize ourselves with. One is israf. We are all quite familiar with the term israf. Israf, we translate it as being wasteful, wastage. That is israf. And another term is tabdeer. Here Allah speaks of tabdeer. Tabdeer needs to be extravagant. What's the difference between the two? Both are not allowed. Of course, the one is worse than the other. The first is israf. Israf is when you exceed the limit in a necessity. You go beyond the limit in something that is necessary. So, for example, food and drink. Allah says, kulu wa shrabu. Eat and drink. These are necessities. Wala tusrifu. But don't exceed the limit. So, eat how much you need to eat. Drink how much you need to drink. Wear and purchase what you need for yourself. And once you exceed the limit, you go beyond the limit in a necessity that is called israf. That is wastage. Now you are going beyond the limit. There's no need to eat, but a person fills his belly. There's no need for something, but yet you find the person, he engages in that. Now that is called israf. Allah says, Wallahu la yuhibbu al-musrifin. Allah does not love the musrifin. Allah does not love these persons. Tabdeer is now extravagance. Extravagance where a person goes beyond the limits in something that's completely unnecessary. It's unnecessary expenses, totally unnecessary, and then he goes beyond the limits in that as well. Recklessly spending millions of rands, millions of dollars, and huge amount of monies. Why? To impress others and for ostentation, for showing off. So that is now tabdeer. What does Allah say about the mubazirin? So you have the musrifin. Allah says Allah doesn't love them. Allah doesn't like them. And the mubazirin, those who are guilty of reckless squandering of wealth and extravagance, Allah says about them, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ. Indeed, the mubazirin, كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. They are the brothers of the devil. Subhanallah. What, imagine you are called the brother of the devil. The devil's brother. What more degrading term can a person be given than being called the brother of the devil? You are Shaitan's brother, meaning you are of his kind. You are of his ilk. You belong to him. You are part of his family and you are part of his crew. That is the term and the title that Allah gives the Mubaddirin, those who recklessly squander their wealth in order to impress others. Allah says, Inna al-Mubaddirin, certainly the Mubaddirin, the squanderers of wealth, those guilty of extravagance, كانوا إخوان الشياطين, they are the brothers of the devils. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. Why? Why are they the brothers of the devil? Allah says, the common aspect between the Mubaddir, the squanderer of wealth, and the devil, the similarity between them, Allah says, indeed, the devil was most ungrateful towards his Rabb. And an extravagant person, a squanderer of wealth, recklessly spending wealth, this is a sign of his ungratefulness to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because of this wanton display of ungratefulness and ingratitude through extravagance, this person now becomes like the devil, who is guilty of the same. May Allah grant us the understanding.